This week on Clown College.
Hold on. You said in the shape of a football.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Okay, so it's a football where you put your...
That has to be the craziest open mic I've been to thus far.
It was the craziest two-minute span of open mic ever.
It was great. I don't want to...
The next Black Panther will be Brandon Willis.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Hey, audience, raise your hand if you have no idea about the Clown College podcast.
Because I was a kid, I didn't know shit, right? So
were you confused that your cum wasn't black?
Dude. Listen, I'm at a Clown Community College, bro. And we want y'all down. We want to see what it takes to get you on the podcast, man.
I'm gonna shoot you my manager number.
I mean, I thought he was like one of the nicest people until you did that, man. Because he was like so kind.
He murdered a guy.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm gonna have to think about this a little bit.
I can't say, I wouldn't
say. Is he
his
a Sylvia or not?
No, he was he had blonde hair. He supported it, though.
He had blonde hair.
And he looked like Johnny Carson a little bit if he was young.
Yeah.
You look like Johnny Carson?
I'm not gonna lie, this whole time I thought that I was gonna be probably the top two. Now I'm the damn last one. Damn, I didn't know they were gonna get that high.
Yeah, that was high.
Smart as hell.
Wait, you're that smart? What the fuck is going on here?
I could deal with having a gay child, maybe even a trans child. I just can't have a stupid kid.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while. If you're down to clown, we got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Willis, Don, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Willis, Don, and JJ.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. You may know me as Alex Z, editor of Clown College Comedy. Now, this week, Dom Carr is sick with the Akubian flu. But it's the first episode of a new year, so we thought what a better way to start the year than with a clip show featuring the greatest moments from the past. So, without further ado, the first clip we'd like to present is Brandon's infamous football pocket pussy origin story. Let's take a look, shall we?
Y'all ever seen those football things they used to have?
Man, what the hell is he about to
do? Spencer, man.
Prepare yourself.
We went into Spencer's, my friend, and we saw a football pocket pussy for the first time.
What?
Yeah.
For the first time.
And I was like, hold up, man. I want to try this shit out. And he was like, me too, man. So we went out, and I was like, somebody's going to have to pay for this shit. So he went in there, he was buying it, talking to the dude. He's like, so you buy these? And the dude was like, yep. And he was like, all right, thank you. We went in there, tried it, and he threw it out.
What?
Y'all both
no,
tried it?
Me?
Tried it.
Hold up, wait.
Tried it.
This man turned to French.
Let me rephrase it. He went home, and then we tried it. Of course, I tried it. He was like, man, that shit sucked.
Time out. You can't say, of
Brandon,
course
Brandon,
I tried
Brandon,
it.
Brandon, was there disinfectant involved?
No, like, we bought separate ones.
Oh.
Yeah, separate ones. Okay, y'all.
Thank God.
Not the same shit.
He took it home
separate.
And then mailed it to you.
No, they separate.
Okay.
Separate. Oh, separate.
Oh, God, God.
That one out. He was like, you threw yours out. I was like, yeah. Man,
I thought y'all tag team the football.
Wait, he said that he threw his out, and then you said yeah too, but you were lying?
Yeah, I had it hidden for like 5 months. I was like, this shit gotta work. And now I'm like, you know, this shit sucks.
You know he was also lying, right?
Yeah, he probably
yeah,
would.
Right? Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he by the way.
He would. And y'all met him.
Which what?
You know who it is.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Uh-huh.
You know the one that sound black.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
You weren't out there when he had his friend on his FaceTime?
Nah. I wasn't there for the friend. But hold on. You said in the shape of a football.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Okay, so it's a football where you put your dick hole.
But what you do is you twist the top open, and it's like in disguise. So it's like you can play football with it, or you just take it. So you can play with it, or you can play with
well,
it.
Well, Brandon, we know you can't fucking catch.
Yeah, I can't catch. So
we know
I
it's not a football, man.
Wait, so you take the top off of the football and you put your dick inside like a clamshell.
Sometimes it's too much.
You know, Brandon, it's entirely possible that you just bought a football.
No, there was like some girl. There was a girl on the front of it.
Fucking the shit out of that dirt ball.
Okay, Brandon, like, show us what you did.
And it's like, dude, so hold on. So what I did was when I bought it, I did this, I twisted it, and when I twisted it, the squishy thing right there with that is there. And then, surprisingly, if you flipped it over, you can flip and there's another end. Never use that end.
You don't go in the back door?
How do you clean it out?
Well, you take the whole thing out. You just, you can pull it all out and clean and put it back in.
But, okay, please tell me. Your form with this, are you grabbing it by the spiral, by the laces?
By the laces.
Double handing it.
Oh, you
because you were younger.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I would. I was like 14.
So you're double handing the fucking football masturbation
whatever
device?
Whatever we could do, because it was uncomfortable. That's why I threw it out. It was very
uncomfortable.
You're
fucking a football. You're fucking
false
the inside.
Advertising. It sucked, man. That shit
he's
sucked.
Tossing around the pigs.
I got scared for a minute. I'm like, wait a minute, this shit ain't coming off.
Yeah,
I got stuck for a minute.
That shit is
what? What got stuck?
I was using it. I couldn't take it off. I was like, hold up. So then I started freaking out. And then I had to like really,
Chinese finger.
That was the last time I ever used it. I was like, that's
it. Stuck?
I got to throw it out.
Do you have a football on your dick right now?
No, I had to throw it out after that. Right there, I was like, that's it. Oh, that's when you gotta hang up the damn ball.
That shit is
retire the jersey, dude.
That's
put it in the Raptors.
That was the last shot. That was the retirement game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Nah, Pleasure didn't have nothing like that. We had no fuckable footballs.
Boy, that sure was exciting, wasn't it? I don't know, I had a good time. Now, the Huntsville comedy scene is not without its fair share of chaos that goes on at its comedy open mics, as demonstrated in these next couple clips, where Charlie and Charlie describe an infamous scenario that went down at a now-extinct open mic. Let's see.
That's my alter ego, Rick, man. So whenever you see me with that wig, just know it's not me. It's Rick.
I love how you go so distraught over saying nigga.
I know.
I can't say that.
Dedicated to the character.
I was too much in the character, man. Like, I was so deep. I was like, man, then that nigga, I was like, ooh, Brandon, no, you can't. I got black friends. And I was like, what the fuck am I talking about? No, I'm good.
Kind of like another white guy dropping the N-bomb.
Oh, yes, dude. At a mic. That has to be the craziest open mic I've been to thus far.
It was the craziest 2-minute span of open mic ever.
It was great. I don't want to ruin it because it's who you have on later, but he said something about it. He was like somebody saying the N-word in the crowd was like Haley's comment. Like I heard it like I knew it was going to happen at some point and then he finally saw it that night. No, that was great. I was so nervous to go up that night. But luckily, because like a lot of what, like, you know, the more we do it, the more we learn. Like, the room matters so much. And like that, I swear I would have bombed except for all that happened. And I was like, good, now I got some shit. Like, I was like, now I have something to talk about. But
finally, somebody did.
Tell them what happened.
Well, a guy who's done stand up like a couple times.
I think two, maybe three.
Only ever does it
that
at
was his
that
third time.
Open mic. Mm-hmm. He went up there, or he wasn't even on the stage.
No.
Our guest for today, Sci-Fi.
Sci-Fi.
Sci-Fi Got Jokes, to give him his full name. He was on the stage performing. It was towards the end of his set. He is a black man. He said a joke that involved the N-word.
Oh, I'll say that part. He said, look at this nigga in the cowboy hat. Right? Yeah,
what Dom said.
So he said, look at this nigga in the cowboy hat. And what did the...
This
other white guy... you can't say that part either. This other white guy in the crowd was like, it was his friend. He said, oh, yeah, look at this nigga in the cowboy hat. And everybody just was like... What the fuck?
No, I saw it, and then I start looking around because I need to gauge how to react based off other people's reactions. Because I can't be the first to react. Well,
you know what's crazy is I was in the bathroom when that happened. I didn't hear it happen at all. I walked out, and the whole room was different. I was just like, so I knew something had happened. So I like walked. I don't know who I asked. It might have been you, Dom, but I was like, what just happened? And you were like, oh, this dude just said that. And we're like,
we were right next to each other because what happened next?
Oh my god, dude, another newer comic.
I think it's the second time.
I saw him go his first time. I was like, that was a pretty good first time.
Shout out Charles.
Yeah, Charles Hood was his name. I was like, damn, that's pretty. That's Charlie Swisher, Charles Hood. We're occupying the same territory. We need to get this guy out of here.
No. He doesn't look like a Charles Hood either. Skinny white guy with big glasses and long, like,
you almost he's just got a described Charlie. Cool.
Yeah, you did. You actually, all except glasses, you completely described me. He's definitely got a Beatles look going.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney?
But he goes...
No, John Lennon.
Oh, John Lennon.
John Lennon.
Oh,
yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely more Lennon. Yeah. But he goes up to the stage. Again, it's the second time going up. Alex has kind of addressed who's the host, has kind of addressed...
He got a little mad.
He got a little mad.
He was heated.
Yeah, and that's not the end of that either. We'll come back to that, I guess. Okay. But but this guy, this new guy, goes up first step, catches the edge of the stage, falls flat on his face. I mean, the most perfect fall... I thought he was doing it on purpose. It was such
yeah,
a.
Yeah, I didn't know like if it was part of the bit.
No, it was. I mean, I've never seen. It was such a movie fall. That I was like,
but he fell like what? Maybe 4 feet. Like it wasn't that far at all. He just fell from standing up to the ground.
Yeah.
But it looked like he hit terminal velocity and just like plummeted and fucking like Felix Baumgartner from the stratosphere slammed into the stage.
Damn. He didn't put his hands out.
No, he
went face first.
He did
right
not defend himself, dude. He ate the fucking floor.
He just absorbed with face and body. Yeah, it was bad. And then didn't mention it at all. Immediately just got on the mic and started talking about bees.
Oh, wow. Y'all like honeybees?
Yeah. Didn't address
it. Oh my
it at
gosh,
all.
I remember him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I almost failed too, I gave him that curse.
Yeah.
you do that.
Yep, I've been giving people curses.
It's a real effect.
Yeah. I mean, like, he is new, because now I know if something like that happens, you have to address
it. He beasted it.
What do you mean?
He beasted it.
He stayed in the pocket.
He stayed in the pocket. Yeah. But I feel like you have to mention if something like that happens. You have to be like...
you have to let us know what just happened.
True.
Because I grabbed Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I couldn't stop laughing. Like, I was crying. Like, what the fuck? There's no way this just happened.
No, Sci-Fi was standing next to me, and I looked at him, and I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on? He's like, I don't know.
There was just a tornado of energy.
And Alex was still on the stage, and Alex was standing there just looking down at him. He straight up, like, publicly shamed him, pointed out at him, and it was like, it was crazy, dude.
I feel like Alex can hit that like bully sidekick laugh too.
Like, you know that laugh is iconic. Once it speeds up, you in for it.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Oh, that was a great fucking night, dude.
Yeah, that was wild. And then that guy though, and like I don't know if he's gonna come back or not. He said his parting words to me and Jalen were that he's not coming back, but we'll
good.
See what happens.
Well, because you guys were over there talking to him for a while,
so it was
for like a long time.
It was me, Jalen, and Alex standing there, and he comes up, and I forget what he says at first, but Alex just gets straight to it. He's like, "Hey, man, if you're gonna do that and bring that energy in here, like I don't want it. You don't do it." And like Alex, I mean, he was like heated, like talking to this guy, and the dude starts going into the whole like. We can't even have a conversation about it, and Alex just gets up and leaves.
Damn.
Yeah. Good
but
for
now,
him.
But now he's left. Yeah, exactly. Good for. I was like, yeah, that. I mean, I already liked Alex, but you know, that made me respect him in a different way, other than just like this comedy shit, you know.
Yeah.
But now he's just with me and Jalen, who like, I mean, people think I'm laid back, but like Jalen,
the most laid back. Zen.
So now this guy is going off, like, kind of raging at two dudes that just do not care, or just like. I'm just being like, hey, man, just don't stress it, dude. Like, I don't know why I thought the angle that would make sense to him. I was like, look, it's Alex's show. If he says you can't do that, you can't do that. But he was on some moral thing about, like, you know, one, he was repeating sci-fi. I don't even know. It doesn't even fucking matter his reasons. But it was just like, I was like.
They let him go up after that.
No,
he
still
they let
up.
Him go up.
Yeah.
First 2 minutes of his set, defending his actions.
Yeah.
He stood on business.
He did stand on business because he never said, oh, my bad.
No, like, no, he never once apologized
like,
over there.
I was repeating. Yeah. Like, you guys don't say it. He started pointing out why guys you. I know you said it.
I think he thought I was going to be his strongest ally.
Yeah.
And then I was like, dude, we don't support that shit. I told that to him to his face. He wouldn't even talk to me the rest of the night.
Really?
Wow.
Damn. I felt like I was the only one that was pissed about it. And I was like, am I that liberal white right now that's like, what the fuck? And nobody else gives a shit?
I'm not going to lie. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Oh, I laughed.
And I couldn't even get over it. After, even though him saying it, like him saying that was crazy. But the fall to me was just
it was a cherry on top.
It was you couldn't script it better than that. If you did, you'd be like, okay, you guys are going over the top. Like, no. This dude face planted, arms behind his back.
boom.
Dude, the fact that none of that was on video is a crime.
And we and Jack.
Wait, Jack
was
didn't get that crime. On video? He got my set on video. I was so happy he got my set. Yeah. I didn't record.
Because I told him to record. I told him to record the guy, and then like literally he recorded before. And then after, but we didn't get that part.
Dude. Dang, man, that sucks.
That was a gym.
Man, if we can't had that on that camera, dude. And I told him, I was like, here, follow me on Instagram. We're going to talk about you this week.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that. He's cool, though. He's funny.
Yeah, cool. Always had a little bit of funny energy, but whatever, you know.
But it was funny that when
he was talking to me and Jalen, like, at this point, we kind of were his only allies because we're letting him vent to us about this, and we're both just being like, "Chill out about it, dude." And then like within that conversation, he turns on us and he's like, "Neither of you guys have said anything productive. You're just too stupid to understand this."
Oh hell, sorry, God, he said that,
dude. If he comes back tonight,
I don't know why he would.
I didn't know he said that.
No, he did. It was broken. I'm putting two separate things together, but I mean, it was all in the same conversation, and he's like, "Y'all haven't said anything productive," and I was like, "I mean, neither of you, dude. I mean, you're the one that just said the N-word, like, you know, like, I don't know what's so productive that you're doing." But I don't know, me and Jim just looked at each other like, "All right, whatever, dude." And that's when he finally did. Well, actually, I don't know if it's his girlfriend or just a lady with him, but she eventually came and was like, "Hey, we have to go do that." Like, she saw that we were like, you know,
those are the two girls we went to. Me and Jake went to Moody Mondays.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because we hung out with them like the week before.
Oh, that's right. Because they were talking about Moody's. Yeah. Now I remember that.
And then he came up. He was like, "Hey, you want to go to Moody's?" I'm like, "No, man. Like, don't come ask me to go to Moody's." Because this was after you guys had talked for like, wasn't that like an hour?
It couldn't have been that long. I feel like 20 minutes, okay. But it felt long though.
Because I kept on looking over there. I'm like, I wonder what they're talking about.
I did kind of feel bad too, because I guess one of his friends went up for the first time, and I just made fun of his set immediately because he was talking about how he makes women come on a dirt bike, and like I don't know what it is about. Like I'm not, you know, I do like self-deprecating shit. So if you're gonna do the opposite of that, I'm gonna make fun of you. Like that just is what it is.
And also, this dude's vibe was crazy.
The cowboy hat. Decided to sit down
on the stage, not even on the.
And it's your first time going up. I'm like, all right. I was like, yeah, I make bitches come on my dirt bike too.
y'all are deep.
What's the worst slur that you ever said?
Oh no.
Or wanted to say.
Oh. Well, you know how whenever like comedians like get up on stage, they riff on the previous set.
Yeah.
Like, so you remember the guy who enthusiastically said something maybe he shouldn't have.
John DeBomb.
Oh yeah, that was it. Oh,
that
yeah.
was the name.
Yeah.
So like whenever I fell, it kind of slipped out.
Oh, but it was off mic. I get it. Yeah. I get it, dude.
Yeah. Like, we were all young once.
Yeah, boxcar make you say some slurs.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Shit.
I swear to Christ it will.
We got to go back now. Now I'll say them in there now.
No.
At Club Entice.
Oh, Club Entice. It looks good,
dude.
Shout out.
Hell yeah.
Dude, it's got the neon and everything.
Yep. Yeah. It has like tight, a nice little stage. It's legit like made over.
It's like super nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Mike said he might get a mic there. He said he's going to do a show like once a month.
I'll start coming back out if we can get in there, dude.
I want that karaoke room, dude.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
They painted over that shit. I really hope they did.
They just put all those people in blackface. I'll see. All the members of KISS. They were already halfway doing it.
Wow. Can you believe I let that go down on my watch? Now, alongside the lows, we've also had many highs this year, such as Brandon Willis's recruitment as Black Panther in the esteemed comedy production duo Black Panther Hidden Dragon. Let's see how that all went down.
How'd I break the heart? What happened?
So how you been?
Man, I've been good, but I got fucked up. There. Oh,
listen
shit.
Here, fuckers.
The fuck? Hold up, man. Hey. The fuck?
What the fuck you doing here?
I'm here for you.
Hold up. You here for me?
I'm here for you. Stand up.
Hold on. Let me stand
up.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Brandon. Up again.
Don't listen to him.
Oh, wait. What the fuck?
You don't listen to him?
Nah, man.
This is the...
This is, I come with an offering, motherfucker.
Oh, do you believe this shit, man?
What the hell is going on here?
Listen here, I'm coming to save the Huntsville comedy scene from mediocre white comics.
Oh, shit.
I ain't white.
I'm not mediocre.
They've done enough to sully the scene. I have an offer for you.
Uh-huh.
You are going to help me host the What a Joke comedy open mic at 7:30 p.m. on Sundays and the Fat Sammy's comedy open mic every 8 p.m. on Wednesdays.
Oh, hell yeah.
We got too many mics going on. We got Clown College has a Pleasure Silver Bullet mic at 7:30 on Tuesdays.
And Shag Nasty's at 9.
Are you going to let them gaslight you?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm going to do them all.
Before we make any rush judgments, will you open up the video on QuickTime?
We have a message.
QuickTime?
Specifically for you.
To the left. No. Nope.
Not that?
Yeah, that right there. This? Make it full screen.
All right.
We'll then play that.
Today is the day that we are transferring over the powers of the Black Panther.
Oh, hell yeah.
It fills my heart with great joy to let you know that the next Black Panther will be Brandon Willis.
Oh, hell.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Oh, shit.
There
we go.
Hey, Dante.
Oh, shit.
Did I miss the audition?
Dante, how you doing, man? Oh, my God.
Listen here, fuckers.
What the fuck? Hold up, man. What the
fuck? Listen
here. What the fuck you doing here?
I'm here for you.
You here for
me? I'm here for you. Stand up.
Hold on, let me stand
sit
up.
Down.
Sit down.
Sit down. Now stand up again.
Right. Don't listen to him. Oh, wait, what the fuck?
You don't listen.
We made that boy's day that day, let me tell you. Can you believe, alongside all this that we've seen so far, we've also done 2 live shows? That's insane. What other podcast has done 2 live shows that they can name? Comment below. But here's a clip from the first one. It's a wonderful clip of Charlie Fisher rapping the new theme song, as well as a live version of Brandon's Corner. Let's take a listen.
Clown College people, let's get it going.
Yeah!
Welcome to Clown College. We have found knowledge of any ways that elevated me as an apology. So if you want to hear a little honest, you take some of the ways to make it as a comic. Stick around for a while to get down to town. We got a guest right now just to show you how. Here we go. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon Willis, Scott, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon Willis, Scott, and JJ.
Woo!
Yeah, man, dude. Oh, man, it sounds so much better not live. Yeah, that one.
calling it. Yeah, of course, no problem. Thank you, you guys. All right, let's get it going, people.
Yeah!
Let's go. Give it up for Charlie Swisher.
Yeah, we did, Brandon. Brandon knows where he belongs. Get the hat, dude. Get the fucking hat. Charlie, thank you for wearing your hybrid color. You weren't already an eyesore before that.
This hat is advertising for the
fucking
shit.
He's a little special. All right.
This hat is advertising for the Doom Show. Come check it out. It is amazing, by the way.
This is...
Are those condoms, Brandon?
Yes, it is condoms. Not used, by the way, thank God.
At least that's what we told him.
Yes, it was a bad idea.
Damn, Brandon. All right, dude, Brandon, you know, I just want the audience to get to know you a little more, man.
It's all right.
Yeah, Ken, you were telling me the other day about a story you had with your uncle who tried to fight you.
Oh, my gosh, yes. This was the... first time I ever got high.
You.
Weird. It was weird. He was like, we were doing it and we were having a good time. And then out of nowhere, he was like, hey man, you know what? I can kick your ass. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I can kick my ass. Like, yeah, man, you don't know it, but you can. I know you do some animation. I'll get up and kung fu kick you. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, I didn't get my Fitbit up. And that didn't make any sense, man. It got weird because, like, after that happened, he was like, all right, let's go the Dave Busters and go on a ride on that VR thing.
Was the that, VR his top, Brandon?
thank God it wasn't, man. It was Terminator and Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
The 1993 edition, but you know they were faster. They good.
They had VR back then, dude?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, I want to know about the first time you purchased a pocket pussy.
Oh my God! So, you know what I'm saying? The first time? Yeah, so I was a kid, man. I was about 15 or 16. And me and my bro, we were like, hey, man, we gotta do something, man. You gotta get something, you know, to make life better. So what we did was we decided to go to Spencer's, right? We were looking back there to see what was there, and it was a football, right? A DP football, both ends, right? And we went in there. Right. And so I was looking at it, I was like, it's the only one. He's like, yeah, it's the only one, man. So I said, okay, I got a plan. You go in there, you buy it, I'm going to watch you buy it. So you act cool. So he went up and bought it. And he was telling dude, he was like, yeah, man, so you ever use this? You recommend it? And the dude looking at him so weird, like, yeah, I recommend it, whatever. Then after like five tries, we realized, or, well, by the way, he was separate. We realized that we weren't using it right. You're supposed to take it out of the football.
So you were banging it inside the football?
Yeah, it was inside the football.
And it was uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Brandon, I got a question, though. Did you hold it by the laces?
Yes. Well, I thought that's what that was for, man. I'm like, that makes some groups and shit, but no.
You would think, dude.
Nah, man, it was weird. It was weird, yeah.
I have a clarifying question, if that's okay. So, at the beginning of the story, they went in Spencer's and there was only one.
Yes. No, there was two.
They shared it. Oh, okay.
You know the worst
experience
about this was, I didn't know how to drive yet, so me and my friend had to be like, hey, mom, we go to the mall, so we on a family trip, nobody knows. Yeah. Yeah, then I touched down that bitch in the garbage can.
How long ago did you throw that away?
About a year later. Yeah, it was like, yeah, it'd be disguised and shit. I was just hoping nobody get that Nickelodeon slime and just boom.
Damn, dude, you put some fucking miles on that thing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And why are your semen green?
Metaphor.
What about growing up, man? Did you have any fun experiences in school growing up?
I had a lot of experiences. I had one weird experience once that was weird. This is when I realized that I may have been a little bit autistic, maybe. Because, okay, so there was a kid that went up to me and was like, hey, man, you want to be my friend? I'm like, yeah, I'll be your friend. Let's do it. He said, hey, man, so let's get on the monkey bars. Because, you know, I couldn't hold on to the fat back then. He was like, yeah, I'll hold on to you, right? So, he held on to me, and when we got halfway in, boom, he slammed in my back. And I said, what the fuck is that about? He was like, oh,
I didn't mean to do that. And I was like, all right, man, don't do that again. So then we did it again. And then he does it again. And then I'm like, yo, what happened? I slipped. And I'm like, well, don't slip again. And then we did it again. Then we did two more times until I couldn't get up. Then I went home and watched the bootleg Iron Man 2, eating some soup that I didn't want to eat.
What kind of soup?
Chicken noodle soup, man.
Now, what's the defining quality about the guy that did this?
What's the defining quality? He's my enemy now, man. I don't like him. I don't know. I never seen the dude again. I feel like there was something wrong mentally. Dude, man, I don't know. It's weird. You go boom, boom, boom. I don't know. You should feel bad after when the dude can't get up because, dude, everybody was surrounding me like a movie.
So he did it to you four times, and he's the one.
Five. 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 It's a lot of time. Ooh. You just kept pushing, right? I know. I should have
fooled me. Can't get fooled again.
I know.
So, if you guys don't watch the podcast, you don't know that Brandon is kind of a magnet for child predators.
He is.
Fatal attraction.
How many times have you almost got anal penetrated?
See, I wasn't participating. They do that. Probably about, 10 suspicious times. I'm like, that's a little weird. And then I know what's going to be like, it's even weirder. I don't know.
Can I open it up a little bit and ask how many times you've got diddles versus anally penetrated? That's specific.
Almost,
though. Bad shit goes down without actual anal penetration.
So how about you tell us about times you almost got kidnapped? Or...
Let me think of one. Okay, so I remember. You know, back in the day, I was a kid. And this old man, we were at Kroger's, right? My mom was just shouting at this old man. I was like, hey, man, come over here and get some candy. And you know, that's a red flag for, like, normal kids. Me, I just went right over there. I was like, hey, man, what is this? And it was like a mint. And it had a green thing in the middle of it. And I just looked right past it. And I was gonna eat it, and my mom smacked out my hand. I'm like, don't eat stuff from strangers. What if we asked you to go to the truck? And I said, I would've fucked him up at 4 or 5 years old. Man, once I was fat, I would've probably rolled off, kicked me over the bench. It would've been, yeah.
Right. Brandon, be honest, dude. Show me where on this wooden cock you touched.
Oh, my gosh.
Audience,
why are you get up?
Hey, audience, raise your hand if you have no idea about the Clown College podcast. No, seriously, and this is not a bad thing, because I'm trying to promote it. If you're unaware, you need to go to YouTube and subscribe to the Clown College Comedy Podcast. They do a fantastic job. They're super entertaining, and they have a lot of really cool guests, like me.
We like to highlight all the comedians and all the good ones.
Boy, we're really superstars, huh? Speaking of superstars, we've had our fair share of stars as guests on the show, such as Brent Reed, Casio Kid, and Charleston White, believe it or not. Let's take a listen at these three clips with those three people in them.
I think Brent needs to hear one of Brandon's stories.
Oh, okay.
Tee him up. Tee him up.
Brandon, tell our friend here, man. There's so many.
There's so many, but you go to what happened the first time you busted a nut?
I've been wondering this whole time. I'm glad someone asked.
Wow. Well, since it's on the table, the first day I did this, I got scared because I didn't know what was happening. Because I was a kid, I didn't know shit, right?
So you confused that your cum wasn't black?
this was the time that I didn't even know what beat me was. Like, kids would come up and be like, hey, man, you beat your meat. And I'm embarrassed to say this now, but I used to really think people were hitting on, like, meat and shit. Legs. So I would be like, what the fuck are you talking about, meat? But I was curious when I found out. And then I was doing it, and then it happened, and I got scared and, like, freaked out. Because I thought I got hurt. No,
you're bleeding cum.
It was weird. I was like, this shit ain't going down. I'm around to my family. I was like, bro.
It ain't going down.
And then after I realized what happened, I was back the next day.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Didn't you say you were scared it was going to explode?
Yes. Like I thought, because, dude, when it happened, I was like, yo, this is weird. This is not right.
This was 6 years ago.
I was a kid, man. I was like, how old was I? Probably like 14.
Jesus Christ. That's the first time you jacked off when you were 14?
I didn't know shit, man. You remember I told you when I was
may have been 12 or 14. How old were you when you jacked?
Definitely in junior high. We were on Yahoo chat rooms. Yahoo chat rooms, and then you'd be like, in for in, nude for nude. And then you would go there, but no chat rooms would do it besides the lesbians. Now I know it was just guys doing the same thing we were doing.
Yeah.
But we would all go in there and send a neck of pictures, and then they would send us ones back.
That and is so used to be, funny.
Be like fake pictures of Christina Aguilera and shit like that.
Yeah, I've never thought of it. I definitely did shit like that, too. Never crossed my mind that it was just another dude like me on the other side.
I didn't think about it till like recently. I was like, dude, those were
That is
dudes.
So goddamn funny.
Until he tried to get back on there. And he was like, oh.
Wait, so you said it would look like girls, but it wouldn't be?
No, it would be like real pictures, we're talking like we're like sex talking to
them. Yeah, you would cyber. Oh, shit. Yeah. Cyber sex?
Yeah, cyber sex.
I thought you were talking about getting tricked. Like that shit.
Yeah, Jay, you're probably too young to remember that.
Oh, hell yeah. That's dumb way.
I was like 12, but that was like 2015.
Oh man, Jesus. It's a long time ago.
But our big thing was Omegle, where you could just get on camera with random people, and there'd always be dudes with their dicks out.
Yeah. What was the other one? Chat Roulette.
Monkey.
Chat Roulette was, dude, probably so many crimes were committed on that website. It's insane, dude.
Oh yeah, lots of penises.
That's always funny too. It's like you just roll the dice, like, and odds are you're getting a cock. But you roll the dice anyway because it might be a boob.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You might catch a lady on a bed
for every. Probably 50 dicks, you might get a lady with a boob.
Would they be already like jacking off and shit?
Because they're doing the same shit. Waiting for a lady, but they're way like ahead of the game.
The interest tag. So you type in a tag of like, oh, this is what I'm interested in. This is what I want to have a conversation about. And if you look up like hot girls, you're just going to find other dudes jerking off.
Okay. Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? It's a double-edged sword.
I
used to use those like as dating apps when I was younger. You remember Monkey?
Oh my gosh.
How did you do on Monkey?
Monkey was like the mobile app version of Omegle. It was the same concept. Yes. You get matched with random people, but like that one was wild because there would be like actual like children on there because it's like they could get it on their iPad or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yikes.
Playing with fire.
This is when I was young. I was like 12 or 11. I'd get on there and I used to, man.
Brandon, you had a hard enough time in real life, dude.
My friends would put me on there and they'd be like, look at this nigga right here. The girls would be like, oh my gosh, what the fuck is that? And then they would get all the numbers and shit, and I'd be like, well, damn. And they'd be like,
Brandon, tell Brent about your feet pic selling adventure.
Come on, man.
No, you don't want to tell him about that?
You sell pictures of your feet?
No, I didn't. So,
yeah, well, okay, Brandon, let's be truthful here.
So my friend, I hate that these are all true, by the way. My friend, we were on FaceTime, and he's like, this is a weird question to ask, but he said to me, he was like, hey, man, you know, I'm having a bad day. How about you just do this for a second of your foot, and I'll give you $2. And I said, you know what? Sure.
This is your buddy?
Listen, man.
They're still friends.
Best friends. If I was FaceTiming like Alex or Matt, I would probably never talk to him.
Yeah, I know. But I grew up with this dude. I knew this dude since I was in second grade. I literally met him because he threw rocks at me, and we were like, we hated each other at first, but after he had like a Wii system,
he got a glimpse of that foot.
Yeah,
he had a glimpse of them piggies, and he was like, maybe we can be friends.
He was a big wrestling fan.
Did you hear his rationale for being friends with him? He was like, I met him because he was throwing rocks at me, but he had a Wii.
I went to his house. He's like, you got a Wii? I was like, you got a Wii? And dude, we went to each other's house every day after that.
Wee all the way home.
Yeah.
He hit him with a damn. What are you doing?
Yep, there it is. But yeah, that was it only happened twice. It was bad. The second time, he was like, hey, man, you know what? I don't learn sometimes. But he was like, hey, man, just real quick, I'll give you $2 more. I know you're struggling.
And we told him already at this point, like, dude, your friend shouldn't be asking you and paying you. Like, it was a joke. He wouldn't pay you.
Do you tell these stories on stage?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes.
We try to get him to. He doesn't even understand why they're... He told us, like, when we first started hanging out, how he almost got kidnapped and molested four different times.
Okay. Brother, you need to just be on stage being as honest as possible. You need to just be doing what you're doing right now, because that shit is so funny. And no one's had those, your perspective. No one, that's never happened to anybody else. Really? On the entire planet.
Tell them about the monkey bars, bro.
I'm almost convinced this is a bit. JJ's making shit up. And they're also making shit up.
I'm his friend.
Call a dude right now. He'd be like, yeah, man, I remember that shit. So there was this special kid that was helping me on the monkey bar because they used to take out a little special too.
Yes, brother.
Dude,
yes.
So he was helping me. He said, dude, I'll hold you up like this. And like in the middle of it, he swung me on my back and made me fall, right? And I was like, hey, what was that about? And he was like, I'm sorry, man. You want to do it again? And I said, sure. And then he hit me again. I was like, yo, wait, hold on, man. This is not right. What's your problem? He said, I'm sorry, man. I keep tripping. And then the fourth time, I couldn't get up.
Fourth time.
I learned that this, yeah. And then I was like, fuck this.
Who's the special one?
Yeah, I was a weird kid. Like, I was weird. And my mom told me, because she was like, dude, back in the day, you didn't know shit. She was like, this kid was throwing rocks at me. And am I, is he my friend? And she was like, no, Brandon, fuck no. And now I know that's my friend that we talking about right now with the foot.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, and that's the same dude with the football.
We gotta have Charleston White on the podcast.
You got that back? You don't have to record the screen, but. Oh, no, that's the I'm sorry, I got too excited.
You got that on?
Yeah, this is on.
All right. Put it up to the mic. The back of this part.
All right, yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Damn, dude.
I'm gonna try. You got two phones.
got two.
I'm sweating like Dante's about to go on stage.
He may or may not answer, but I talked to him.
He's a busy man.
He's got a lot going on.
A lot of people to avoid.
Hello.
What up? This Charles.
Hello.
What up, Charles?
What's up?
Man, shit, chilling, man. Look, man, I'll call you. I got a group of guys. I got a group of my partners, man. Listen, I'm at Clown Community College, bro. And we want y'all down. We want to see what it takes to get you on the podcast, man.
I'm going to shoot you my manager number.
I bet. Man, they sitting here listening to you now, man. It's a mixed group of guys, man. They love you, bro.
I bet. I'm finna shoot you my manager number now.
I bet. All
right. This is the best day of my life.
Oh, my.
This is the best day of my life. Oh, fuck shit. Yeah, bro. That's crazy. Man, no. That's what we needed, dude.
Brandon. I told you about that connected.
Would you just know him?
Yeah, I know him.
Where'd y'all meet?
I met him at a comedy show.
Oh.
He gave me his number.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. See, that's why I paid to get dressed up. I was dressed up and shit. He thought it was somebody big, whatever. So that's what I did. We exchanged numbers and shit.
Damn, bro, I gotta take a page out of Mike's book.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Brandon cannot comprehend what's going on. Right?
Y'all know Hill Harper?
Who?
Google Hill Harper.
Hill Harper. Okay, let's see. How you spell Hill?
H-I-L-L.
Mike, tell Charleston you put a piece on for him.
He wanted one.
Yeah, he need one.
Him right there.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. He's from
He's from New York.
The doctor?
Yeah. Let me call him.
You know him?
Yeah. He might be.
I've reached
Yeah, y'all always got his number.
Sound like. Hold up. What, you cut his hair?
Yeah.
Like when he came down here, or you went to go see him?
Oh, he came down here.
Mm.
Y'all Google Double D. Double D is a famous comedian too.
Oh, I got you.
He ain't a comedian, is he?
Yeah.
He is?
No, he's an actor. He's running for senator in Michigan.
It's not what? Important, but is it screen recording, Brandon?
That's Double D right
no,
here.
It's not screen.
That'd be a good person to put on y'all podcast too.
I see him before.
No, his name Double D. He's a famous comedian.
Let's see. Who was that? Big Horn.
Barbershop Expo, Mike, or was Steve Harvey's?
My favorite thing.
Barber was there.
Oh, yeah. You seen that?
With Exotics or something. There's like a whole bunch of people there. Mike was there, too.
No, I got Diddy's.
Oh, shit.
Diddy.
What?
Diddy's barber. is my partner. Hey, I got the number for y'all.
You said Diddy's
for Diddy barber?
No, for Charles's
manager.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Whatever it takes.
He's on next week.
Whatever it takes.
Fuck whoever else was supposed to be on. That,
well, nobody was. So,
right,
write
dude.
It down.
Hey, Brandon, you got a pen over there, dude?
Shit, yes, I
Holy
do.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I told y'all get y'all hooked up, bro.
Hell no.
Yeah.
You ever be calling him? Just talking to him?
Yeah, I call him from time to time. He'll call me.
For real?
Yeah. He'll call me, man. He'll call me, say some random shit, crazy as hell. I want my man Weave nigga hang the phone up and shit. Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, this nigga crazy.
Well, hell yeah, we go.
You didn't believe. You didn't believe all, your shit. Y'all didn't believe that shit. Y'all just heard that shit was crazy.
At first, I heard his voice. I'm like, there's no way that's Charleston. But then I heard it again. I was like, oh, that, damn, that's wild.
Thanks, Mike.
Hell yeah.
Damn,
crazy.
Dude.
Crazy.
Yep.
That's fucking wild.
That was a little encore.
Yeah, a little encore.
For the episode. Post-credit scene.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did y'all record that? Did y'all record that? Oh, yeah, that's dope.
The premise on my set for this particular story was, how much money would it take for you to trade in for the perfect dick?
Mm-hmm.
Think about your perfect dick. So I'm going to give you your perfect dick or $1 million. Because you can ask that question 100 times to the dude in the front row, and 100 times it'll probably be different. He won't want to answer it. He's going to answer it bravely. He's going to take the dick immediately. He's going to take $1 million immediately. His wife's going to come in and say, take the $1 million. Like, take the dick, take the meat. Like, there's 1,000 ways. I think that's the fun part of it.
Yeah.
And so to do that, though, you have to start doing that at shows at some point, no matter what level. And seeing what people are going to start saying, so you can start getting into that mindset. And while I negotiated with Tom, he said he had a perfect dick.
Yeah. I don't need that. I already have a perfect dick.
He didn't want the money, and I said, okay. He said, I have a perfect dick, and I said, $2 million are the perfect dick, and he took the dick. And so now we're going through it, and now I see his girl. Lady friend. I don't know what their relationship was. There's a lady at the table with him, and she slyly goes,
mm. When he swear gets, to God, she did that.
He's like, I have the perfect dick, and she's like, mm. And then as we negotiate, I go, I don't want to bring your girl in, and blah, blah, blah. I think it's having a fun time. I wasn't aggressive to him.
No, not at all.
I just posed a question, and now we're riffing, and then a lady at the bar says, hey, your girl said take the perfect dick.
The black lady at the bar said,
because you need it. She's already said he don't have the perfect dick or something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she said he ain't got the perfect dick.
And I'm like, that's exactly this is great. This is a fun time to end. Because like, I was like, this is a fun show. Like, I finally, because the first time part of my set, I did not get a laugh. And then this got a laugh, thankfully. For the lady on the bar. And then afterwards, I was still down there, and you guys went outside and saw some chaos.
Dude, so we go outside. I'm talking to Charlie. He just comes across the street. He stops in the middle of the street and throws his phone as
the
hard
guy
as he
was
can.
Just talking to Tom.
Tom.
Which we didn't know till later was signed up to be a comic that night. I didn't know that.
I thought the reason he was mad because he went up and didn't get any laughs. But then you guys were like, no, he didn't go up.
No, I never saw him go up.
So he didn't go up. So I'm like, why did he just smash his phone? It had to be because his girl said he didn't have the perfect dick. Cut to last week. Dude. You know, this is a month later. I come up. He's like, hey, can I get a lighter? He has a cigarette. And I see like dirt in his fingernails, right? And like deep down in there. So this is what I see. This when you have dirt deep down in there, means you haven't been home in a while. You haven't showered in a while. So this immediately what I thought.
You haven't been home in a while.
You haven't. And then he goes up that night. What? And he says, I had to kill somebody in self-defense last week.
He did.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? He killed this girl. She wasn't with him. She's been there every time with him.
All right. I saw
he killed her.
Dude. I saw him at an open mic since that night.
Uh-huh.
And I was worried because I'd heard all y'all's stories. Yeah. I was worried when I saw him. I'm like, he's going to come up to me and, like, kill me. Or, like, be ready to fight. You know what I mean? And he never said one. Like, so now I'm like, I don't know if he noticed, like, he realizes it was me or he didn't give a shit. I don't know the case. Mm-hmm. Like, but he never mentioned it to me. But that night, we're all hanging out after the mic. And by the way, he did a pretty damn good job.
Yes, he did.
I was like, he did, oh, man, that was pretty good. I was like, damn, I don't. There was some of them I want to Google to see if it was already on the internet. But I was like,
Jake told me he did.
So, who?
Jake. He said he searched it up. Because I was like, that's some good shit. He's like, Reddit.
I got right over Mike. I don't care. My point was, I just still wanted to see. Well, I mean, he was still a funny dude regardless. Mm-hmm. I was like, that was funny. And then we're hanging out afterwards. And we're like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you going to the show? We got a show in Trustful. I'd like for you to come work. That's good. Hey, man, I don't have your number, blah. And Tom goes, killed a man last week. And we're like, what's that? And he's like, yeah, man, self-defense. I stabbed him. You ever been stabbed?
Yes, and we're remember that.
No, man. I've never been stabbed. No, and he's like, I've been stabbed. And Brandon's like, hey, man, will you pass that joint? Before you start that story, will you go ahead and hand that over here so I can get it? Because this sounds like it's going to be a long story, you know? I was like, good call, dude. Don't get stuck in this story. Once you talk about killing a man, I'm not asking you to go ahead and pass it. You know what I mean? You can keep it as long as you want after that. Brandon's like, hand that in. That's a long story, guys. I was like, bet. That's a good call. God.
He actually stabbed and killed his girlfriend after she transitioned. She chose the perfect thing.
She chose it. What did he say, Brandon?
And he was talking about how this dude tried to stab him. Basically, he did stab him. And he was like, dude, when you get stabbed, it's like, it's life-changing. Like, it's not the same. It feels
different. It is, different. By the way.
He's like,
I've never been stabbed, but I promise you, it's going to be life-changing the first thing I do.
Tom, I just remember you guys talking about, dude, I knew him for half my whole life. Like, we went to school together and everything. He seen me when I played basketball. He was there with me.
Was this when we went? When we went?
No, I'm talking about back in like middle school. I'm talking about middle school. Like
JJ, he knows this guy,
dude.
Yes.
Like after
half my whole life. Dude. I've never heard anyone say the phrase "half my whole life."
Yes, man, half of it.
Brandon, you have some of the most craziest phrases that I'm like, I've never heard a human say those words in that order before.
This just, Brandon knows multiple murderers.
Yeah, because the other dude killed that dude in Russian roulette and then tried to hang out with me. And after he told that nice story, he's like, so you want to hang out tomorrow? Oh, yeah. Okay, so I had a friend who my mom told me in third or fourth grade, she was like, you can't hang out with him no more. Because he always had butterfly knives and he would do tricks.
The school talent show.
He always had butterfly knives.
Yeah, Soviet Union flags everywhere and not shit.
Always. What's a Union flag?
Like the Soviets.
The Soviets. Like the little Soviet USSR hammer and sickle.
Yeah, man, Soviet.
I thought the Soviets was who attacked Tweety Bird earlier. Oh, no, Mock. Didn't Mel Mock do the Soviets?
No, man. Back in the
voice of Soviets. What?
The Cold War, like back in the Cold War days.
Wait,
Russia,
Soviet.
You didn't know anybody that killed somebody in World War II?
Soviet?
Soviet. That's just what you're talking about. Okay,
he was a fan of it. Like, he had the flags and shit.
Yeah.
And he did Call of Duty. He always played that. And then one day, my mom was like, you can't hang out with him no more. That's okay. One day, I saw him on the news, and he did Russian roulette with this guy, and then shot and killed him and said it was an accident. So they let him out. And then after that, he was like, hey.
This is real.
Yeah, he's out right now.
This is real. This is real.
Like, he roams the streets.
Yeah, like I said, yeah, he's at my house.
That's a good dude. I don't want to. Yeah. Can he watch this? Do you know if he watches this?
Yeah, he can. Yeah, he can. He's like close.
Hey,
he's
man, like, I hate you got hemmed up like that.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Government's against us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. He was. God. I thought he was like one of the nicest people until he did that, man. Because he was like so kind.
He murdered a guy.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm going to have to think about this a little bit.
I can't say. I wouldn't
say
his name.
Is he a Soviet or not?
No, he was he had blonde hair. He supported it, though.
He had blonde hair.
And he looked like Johnny Carson a little bit if he was young. Yeah. You don't know Johnny Carson?
Yeah, I know Johnny Carson. I know Johnny Carson.
He looked like Johnny Carson because he was young.
No, I'm saying when he was young. Oh. Like young. Yeah, he was a... I have to see what happened.
Have y'all took the SAT test yet? The IQ test?
We took it.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
I'm scared that Brandon got higher than me.
Wait, have y'all revealed it yet?
No.
Oh,
on the live show.
Exciting, huh? Now, before these boys get a big head, let's sprinkle in our second live show where we revealed the IQ score results of a lot of the Huntsville comedy scene. And... boy, the results are not what you'd expect.
They know their own individual score. They just don't know how the other people scored and like how they rank among the others. So, the question is, are you smarter than a clown? Now then. The way we're going to reveal this is we have five of the people that took the test are not present tonight. So we're just going to go ahead and put these guys on the line. So we're displaying it like this. We got a number line. And the first ones that you're going to see, the first four, are people that aren't here tonight. All right, so the people that guessed that JVAP will get the highest, they were right. So, blame it on Dom. But anyway, hey, look at there, Rand. So then, the next, if you'll notice, third from the left is a V because two people tied in spots 3 and 4, it was a tie. All right, so, my question, I'm just curious, Clown College Comedy, the next person I'm going to reveal is Dante. Where do you think Dante is going to be on that continuum? That way. Uh oh. There are two that score more than Dante. Alright, now we're going to talk to the people that are here tonight. Can we get Sci-Fi to come on up here? Let me know, Sci-Fi. Touch my back wall there, but I want you to go up there and kind of stand where you think you are going to be on that line.
I thought I was going to be here. If God is kind.
If God is kind. Sci-Fi, you are right there. Barbershop. Mike Sales, where on the line do you think you're gonna fall? Second from the end. No. JJ
J.J. Payton, tell me, where do you think you fall on this continuum?
Yeah, I'm looking over there. I'm going to be honest.
You think you're between
I might end it all if I'm not.
All right. Can I get a drum roll? There he is. Hey! All right, Don Carr.
Don Carr. I need counseling after this. Going one ahead of the last.
So you think you're not the last, you're the next one?
Yeah, please, Kim, please. Please tell me I'm not the last.
Do with the results. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, Don Carr. And then there's Brandon, our lovely Brandon. Now here's the thing, but I'm going to show you guys some numbers because there's not an unintelligent person on this entire chart. Look at those numbers. So just for reference, if you're not aware, they consider 100 average. So everybody on that continuum is above average. Y'all give it up for all of our time. And adjacent folks. Now, here's the thing. We have them, and you kind of saw this in the video. We have them all guess how everyone else is going to do, like with a number. And I tabulated all of the numbers, and we have one person that got the closest, and that person's going to get $50. So, do you want to know who got the closest? All right. I need a drum roll for this one. It's Sci-Fi!
I'm too old to find these things out. We shouldn't have did this. We shouldn't have did.
I'm pretty sure it was your idea, though.
It was.
But I'm not funny. Are you smarter than a clown?
You guys having fun?
Before we take a break, I need to hear from y'all. I need to know how you're feeling right now.
I feel great. This couldn't have gone any better.
I am in shock right now.
Nobody else is.
Don, tell me what, express yourself. Tell us what you're in shock about specifically.
Well, I thought I was like, well, you know, one away, I'll clearly be in the middle. Right? And then what really hurts is that Dante and Mike sales. I'm like three notches above. I have to rethink what I'm doing with my life.
Brandon, how are you feeling?
I'm not gonna lie, this whole time I thought that I was gonna be probably the top two. Now I'm the damn last one. Damn, I didn't know they were gonna get that high.
Yeah, that was high.
That was smart as hell.
Wait, you're that smart? What the fuck is going on here?
Hey, she brought a whole ass computer in there.
What kind of degree do you have?
You wanna answer that right now?
No degree. No degree?
She has a name. Yeah, take that, JJ.
My degree's in history, so it doesn't really count. I'm not using it.
Audience members said that's true.
Boy, they sure are dumb, huh? Now, the final clip of the podcast is going to be one of favorite past guest man on the street, Pat Grice, describing what he would do with his children. Let's just leave it at that and take a watch.
I could deal with having a gay child, maybe even a trans child. I just can't have a stupid kid.
It's true. Yeah.
Now, I'm talking about because stupid kids are very expensive. True. You got to have bail money for them. You got to keep them on your insurance plan. Yeah. It's just too much money with dumb kids. I actually know because I'm one of those dumb kids.
Yeah.
And I know I cost my dad some money, goddamn. Well, he owed me some money, but still. But still.
Brandon liked that one.
At least gay kids, at least with a gay kid, they can still do their own thing, get their own money, get about your life. But it's like dumb kids, you stuck with them motherfuckers.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
Because they have the age-old question, gay son or a whore daughter?
That's a crazy question.
And easy, gay son. I don't think I could. Son. I couldn't. I would cry if like my daughter was on OnlyFans. I would break down. I would have mental breakdowns.
I wouldn't want my daughter to be a whore, but she's gonna be a whore. At least get paid for it.
I would cry. I
no, God, that's damn. Not the mentality, dude.
It's not the mentality. Man. Like I don't want to have a whore daughter, but I can't stop my daughter from being a whore. So if you're gonna be a whore, at least get some money out of it. Because if you're gonna be a whore, I ain't paying for shit.
T.I. stopped his daughter.
Yeah,
T.I. stopped his daughter from being a whore.
He was checking a hymen.
Yeah, that's weird though. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's insane.
It should be honor system.
Yeah, it's insane.
I thought that wasn't a real daughter though.
It doesn't matter.
That makes it weird.
Yeah.
He's making sure something.
Wait, how old was the daughter?
Huh?
How old was the daughter?
Probably like 18.
18. Wait, look, I hope so. A 16-year-old checking the 16-year-old hymen is a little weird.
I think he was checking.
That is weird.
Yeah.
I think he was talking to the daughter about hymen. But I don't think that's weird, though. If you're the father and you're providing for your daughter, yeah, check the hymen.
Brandon,
what? What?
No. The fuck are you talking about? Sorry. You want us to take this out?
Let's go back in time.
I know somebody in the Huntsville comedy scene that would agree with this. If you're paying for your daughter's college,
I ain't talking like that. I'm just saying like if you are, I'm talking about like if you're supporting your daughter, if you're fully supporting your daughter, you're responsible for her because back in the day, and I'm not trying to sound like that guy, but it's like back in those days, like women didn't move out the house until they got married because that's the whole premise of the father giving the bride away. Like, hey, I'm giving you my daughter. She's your responsibility now. So it's like, I wouldn't want my daughter to be out here getting pregnant and she ain't nobody's wife. Like, think about it though. Think about it. The girls we know, if you had a friend who was a woman and she had kids, different fathers, but you'd be like, that's just her. But if it was your daughter, you'd feel some type of way.
I mean, that shit just happens, but in no situation is it okay to check your daughter's
hymen. But I don't think T.I. is checking the hymen himself. Like, I think that goes against protocol. I'm pretty sure.
that is a HIPAA violation.
Because like, as a doctor, that's like, you know, client-doctor privilege shit. But I'm pretty sure he's talking to the doctor like, hey, I want to know, doctor so-and-so, what's going on with my daughter's hymen? I need to know what's going on with my hymen. I need to make sure there ain't no keys popping out.
I think that's a crazy invasion of privacy. Because they're kids, but they're still like human beings. Could you imagine they're checking your balls? I don't know how you do it for guys, but huh?
That's what they did on the Mendez, bro. You remember the mother would check the balls?
They did it.
Not me. No.
They checked my balls.
I'm going to say, like I said, that's why I say, like, if you really want to be free from your parents like that, you just got to get your own shit.
Yeah, they should have just left.
I made a joke on Facebook because I was watching an episode of Family Matters on Facebook, and they show Eddie Winslow getting mad at his mom and running up the stairs. And he was like, treat me like a man. I was like, how are you going to say somebody treat you like a man? You run up the stairs to her own goddamn house. Like, if you want to be treated like a man, if you want to, you know, have that, like I said, I'm not trying to sound insensitive or nothing, but if, like I said, if the parent is supporting the child fully, it might be some rules that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think T.I. is just checking the hymen himself, like looking at it. I think he just
having I don't know. This is all allegedly, too. I'm not confident on what I see on the internet, what the source was. I seen it.
It was like 3-4 years ago. Here,
it was like rap TV or something like that.
It's arguably weirder to get someone else to check it for you.
Everything about it is weird. There's not one piece about it that's not fucking
weird. I think having a daughter is weird.
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah, wow.
I agree.
What?
So why is that weird?
Like, it's not weird as weird. It's just, like, I picture myself being a father, and in every version of myself being a father, I only see a son. Not saying I only want a son, but I don't think I would be able to handle having a daughter.
Well, then they'll just be trans. It'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
You'll get your boy in, like, 10 years.
I'm blessed whatever I get. And no shape or form, I'm going that far checking my daughter's hymen. I'm gonna do that to your mama. That's your mama job. But
the wife should check. That's the issue. That's agree.
Yeah. Be real. If the story came out that Tiny was checking his hymen, would it be weirder?
Yes. It's still fucking the same amount of
weird.
I don't think so.
Brandon, what do you say?
I think this is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's
like,
insane.
This is all crazy, man. Like, checking, what are we checking this stuff for? Because, like,
Make sure she's not having sexual intercourse, Brandon.
That's exactly what they did on that show.
Make sure her thing ain't being abused.
They would check their dicks and be like, let's make sure.
I don't want to talk about this.
I'm out of this shit.
I'm backing out.
I'm just talking about the movie, Mendez.
So be real. How old were you when you first fucked?
14.
You a legend. How old were you?
16.
You're a legend.
You're cool. How old were you?
19.
Oh, man, I was 18, but that's okay. Brandon, how old were you?
How old when I did what?
How old were you when you had sex consensually? So it's like so at some point you fucking somebody's daughter. So at some point the children gonna experience sexually. You just want to make sure
what?
They ain't taking. At some point, the children are going to experience sexually. You know,
Who's experiencing who sexually?
The kid, they're experiencing each other. The children, they're doing their thing. your first nut was 14.
Yeah, but I was in high school. I wasn't like a kid.
Yeah, you was in high school.
I was a teenager.
But in a parent mind, they don't want their child fucking in high school.
Yeah.
So at some point, when you have a high school daughter, she's 9 times out of 10 is going to experiment sexually.
Let me tell you something. My daughter would be a saint, and she wouldn't have sex till marriage.
That's
your
not
mind,
true.
But
that's not true. She would not grow up in the church.
Do I sound weird right now? A little bit. Okay, I don't want to get canceled. I'm just saying, at some point, you know, kids going to fuck. Like when I was in middle school, like they gave us a sex ed mandatory because 3 girls in my middle school class got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point it's going to happen. They're going to fuck. Your job as a parent is to make sure that they're doing it like responsibly.
True. That makes a lot more sense.
It's like my homeboy. My homeboy was smoking weed at 13,
mm-hmm.
really younger than that. But his mom was like, "Shit, if you're going to smoke weed with me. I'd rather you smoke with me than go out there and get hooked on some shit that'll fuck your brain up or some shit like that. Smoke with mama. Mama going to make sure mama ain't going to lace you." So I understand it from that aspect. Like,
but you shouldn't have sex with your mom.
No.
That would be weird.
Never.
No, that's not good.
I almost threw up. Nah.
Yeah. That's different.
That's bad.
But
that's
like, different. So as me as a parent.
Oh, this has been terrible.
As a parent, I don't want my child, my daughter or my son to be fucking at a young age. But with the way social media is, the way shit going on like that, you never know when your kid's going to be fucking. But you want to make sure they're doing it responsibly. Use a condom. They should, you know what I'm saying?
Show them love at home. Yeah. And they won't have to search for it somewhere
I'm just
else.
Just giving support in my house. That's
not
it. What do they do?
But people are going to have sex.
That don't mean shit.
Yeah, what? But it's still just like everybody.
Does your mama love you at home?
Yeah.
But your dick still got hard, didn't it?
What?
Did you? Now,
for the girl you fuck.
Okay, make sure you.
Yeah, for the girl you fuck.
This is wild.
Yeah,
but,
come on.
But what? It started off very extremely rough.
Yeah.
But Pat got to a good point at the end. People are going to fuck, bro.
Yeah.
So teach them to do it responsibly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what sex head is for.
I feel like that's the new age, the way the world, like people are so focused on trying to do shit from back in the day, when back in the day it don't work no more because back in the day they didn't have social media. These days we have social media. These days every little girl's favorite rapper is half naked. Like, I watch wrestling. I'm a big wrestling fan. You can agree with this shit. On wrestling these days, all the female wrestlers got asses.
They do.
They're entertaining children. They got fat, juicy asses wrestling on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's,
but even back in our day,
that is weird.
And back in our day, it was worse. They had bra panties, matches,
like
titties out.
It was all the time.
But it was
over sexualized. So at some point, you know, a young kid gonna be like, "Damn, I want to."
But let's be honest. Most wrestling fans are either mentally challenged or kids,
or just horny motherfuckers.
Which you're both taking advantage of both of those groups.
Like. You know what I'm saying? When I was coming up, Trish Stratus was the hottest white lady I liked.
Yeah.
It's just what it
was. That was more Stacey Keibler.
Not to mention, like, they had them on Playboy. So it's like, goddamn, like, you can't stop what's going to come.
Yeah.
You can't stop a little boy from coming.
Oh, my. Come on, man.
I don't know if we can release this episode.
Yeah, that one was rough.
Jesus Christ.
That one was crazy.
What is happening?
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. You know what's fucked up, though, man?
Alex has never kneeled for anything.
I told you, when you bring me on this motherfucker and you licking me, you licking me up, I've been drinking all weekend. I'm just me.
He's just being me, dude. I'm just being me.
One incredible take. It was redeemable, it was condemnable, it was everything you want in a presidential candidate. Well, guys, that does it for us on our clip show, our first one we've ever done. Hopefully, Dom can recover. We can put a lot of the Patreon money into vaccine research for whatever he has, because it's nasty. The symptoms have been rearing its head for a very long time. So let's just have a moment of silence for Dom. Wish him good health, and we'll see you next episode.
I fucking hate Scrappy Doo.